ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
A lot of times I go to the Bart Cop mailbox, P.O. Box 54466, Tulsa 74155. A lot of times it's empty. And then sometimes it's not empty. Sometimes there's a survey and they're from the Democrats. The Democrats want to know what I have on my mind. Generally, I tell them. This one was addressed to Bart Cop, which I like, instead of my slave name. They addressed it to me. Special notice for Bart Cop, it says. You have been selected to represent Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 2005 Grassroots Survey of Democratic Leaders. Check it out. Bart Cop, the Democratic leader. Survey documents registered in your name are enclosed. Response requested within 72 hours. I'll give you a response in 72 seconds, but no. This is radio. We need to make it last. Please note, the survey is registered in your name and intended exclusively for my use. Well, yeah, I'm going to use it. Purpose of the survey: help gauge the opinion of local party leaders on critical issues. Survey instructions: please answer all questions. I can handle that. Question one. Question one is really poorly written. It just gives you an idea where the Democrats are. They can't figure anything out. I know some of you people think I pick on the Democrats too much, but hey, brings to mind something else. If you know anybody, if you know any Democrat who is tougher on the Democrats than old Bart, please call him or her to my attention. Because as far as I know, I am tougher on the Democrats than anybody in the entire cyberspace. And it's not a position I relish. I would like to run into somebody who is more critical of the Democrats, which would mean I was less critical of the Democrats than he or she. And just once in my life, I'd like to be the guy to say, oh, the Democrats aren't so bad. No, they fight back like tigers. I'd like to be that guy sometime, but I don't think there's anybody more critical of the Democrats than me, and for good effing reason. Sometimes they're just gutless. Sometimes they're just too stupid to figure it out. This first question falls under the latter. Number one, which of the following issues is most important to you? Please rank from 1 to 10. And then they give you 10 issues. And one of the 10 is national security. You kind of have to go with national security number one, don't you? I mean, if we have no national security, then we got shit blowing up in every city, and that's not worth living. So, yeah, let me get my pen, put a one under national security. Well, now also on here, they have civil rights and liberties. Don't know. That's kind of also number one, too, because if my ass is in jail for something I didn't do, or for an unspecified crime that they'll determine at some point in the future, then life ain't worth living. So that's a tie for number one. Number three, here's another one, healthcare affordability. If my sick ass goes to the hospital and an aspirin's $700, and my insurance says no way, great. Now I'm laying there in pain. So that's important too. We'll make that also a number one. Improving public education. Well, that needs to be done, but that's not as important. Protecting the environment. Again, very, very important. Not quite as important as my ass staying alive or cities all over the country being blown up. So that will make that a two. Economic and tax policy. Well, see, now that's real damn important, because if the government is bankrupt, we're all in trouble. Let me rephrase. Since the government is bankrupt, we're all in trouble. Reproductive freedom. I'm not going to have any kids. I've decided. Social Security reform. Don't know if I'm going to make it to 65. But yeah, that's important. We need to fix the stuff. Here's another one. National energy policy. Well, yeah. If a gallon of gas is $6, and it will be. I saw it again on CNN today. They said if one major oil facility, which I guess could be anything, is attacked, oil's going $100 a barrel. Please All it needs is one asshole to throw a firecracker or Roman candle into some refinery. Oil is going to $100 a barrel. Now, trust me on this. A while back, I got a letter that I meant to answer that I couldn't find once I'd read it. And it said, Bart, you think we should buy into things like oil and gas stocks, but isn't that immoral to give them money? And that is a moral dilemma, I tell you, because a year ago, if you'd have bought a bunch of stock in the oil companies, your money would have doubled. With the economy crashing, if you got an opportunity to double your money, you kind of have to, but then it's immoral to give money to the sons of bitches who are screwing the world with their energy policies, but you get to double your money. I mean, I don't know. It's a quandary. And I know you, some of you, probably you doves, are saying, no, we could never support that no matter what. So now you don't have enough money to heat your house in the winter, so I don't know. You people, sometimes with the principles, you kill me sometimes, you know? Anyway, back to the survey, because I could do an hour on each question here. Stupidly, the Democrats want us to number in order which of these are important. So, you know, it's kind of like, would you like oxygen or food or your blood? Or see, well, gee, I kind of need all three if you don't mind. So let's just put a DA for dumbass for question one. Question two, which of the following statements most closely matches your view when it comes to extending the life of Social Security? Privatize the program, cut benefits, use means testing, don't change it. Well, I probably have to be more informed to make an intelligent decision, but when has that ever stopped me before? Ha ha. I have never heard a reason why means testing is a bad idea. And sometimes you hear, it's not fair. Well, screw fair. If a guy is a millionaire or a billionaire, he doesn't need his $800 a month or $1,500 a month. I don't know what Social Security is worth. But if you're a millionaire, you don't need what's called $1,500 from the government every month because you're old. And now don't give me, it's not fair because he paid into it all his life. Well, hey, there ought to just be a rule. Once you hit $1 million, you lose some of the little teeny tiny benefits. And the people that are billionaires, ditto. If someone out there has an argument for, now don't, if you're going to give me fair, then you better give me something besides that one word. I mean, the idea that Ross Perot and Bill Gates need $1,500 that could go to some widow with four kids, I kind of think the widow with four kids could use that $1,500 a little bit better than Bill Gates. Question number three, do you support new tax cut targeted at working families? Well, that sounds like a trick question. Anyone making under whatever $100,000 a year ought to get a tax break. And maybe if you're making under $50,000 or $40,000 a year, you should get the double tax break. Because the people at the bottom are the people that are going to fuel the economy. If you want to know all about it, go to barkop.com/taxplan.htm. I laid it all out for you 3-4 years ago when it would have made the difference when Bush was giving billions to the super rich. I knew right away it was a boondoggle, and look what it's gotten us, as predicted. But he'd give that, if he'd taken less money than he gave away to the super rich and given $1,500 to every person, let's say, that filed a tax return last year, a mother, a father, teenage son and daughter, that's $6,000 in the household. $1,500 per taxpayer, $6,000. $6,000 will go a long way if you give it to every household in America, because they're all going to spend that money. They're going to get the economy moving. They're going to empty the inventories in the factories. So the factory is going to have to hire more people to produce more inventory. The economy is buzzing. People have jobs. Oh, happy days are here again. But no. Instead of doing that, Bush gave billions to people like Bill Gates and Ross Perot, and Martin Sheen, Barbara Streisand, and Madonna, and Hillary Clinton. I always try to put in the people that the Republican hates. And they don't need the money. The people that need the money are the people that are going to spend the money. You give $2,000 to a poor family, by God, they're going to spend it. So the tax cut targeted working families, the closer you are to zero, the more you need a tax cut. That's my answer. Should the government put a high priority on stopping American manufacturing jobs from being outsourced to overseas workers? Well, I say it depends. Again, poorly written question. Randy Rhodes has talked about how Enron rented a mailbox in the Cayman Islands and therefore became a foreign registered company, and they got out of paying millions and millions of dollars in taxes just because they rented a P.O. box. That should be illegal. But if you have a choice between Walmart buys a whole lot of their crap from China. Because if you want to buy a $5 pair of shoes, and I bought $5 pair of shoes, I went looking for a $5 pair of shoes today because I like to wear those little deck shoes, those little canvas shoes. You know why? Because I don't have time to tie my shoes. I'm a busy man. I like to slip into the shoe and be on my way. I'm a busy guy. I got shit to do. So I like those little canvas shoes. Plus, they're cheap. And on my budget, I can't be affording fancy shoes. But if you're going to sell some shoes for $5, you can't hardly pay an American worker to put the shoes together. So, bottom line, sometimes you have to take advantage of overseas labor, but having a P.O. box in the Cayman Islands that allows you to skip out on millions of taxes, flag, illegal, no good. This is how Bush and the oil companies do business. Fuck them. Number five, do you support raising the minimum wage from its current level of $5.15? I would say yes, but I don't know if we can do it with Bush's recession in full force. When a Democrat is in office, geez, that minimum wage could go to $8 or $9 in a heartbeat if you could get a Democrat in there, because the economy would pick up again. And when everybody's bustling and the economy is humming, sure, that minimum wage can go right up. But in the current depression we're in, where jobs are falling and people stop looking for jobs, they've been looking so long, it's hard to raise that minimum wage when you got a Republican screwing up the economy. Number six, do you believe Medicare should be allowed to re-import less expensive drugs from Canada to make a prescription medicines more affordable for senior citizens? You bet your ass. And I'll tell you, it's real easy how to fix this too. This is real easy. What we got here, you got people like Merck and Pfizer saying we've got to make massive profits on these drugs to do research on the next generation of drugs. And I see that, but only to a point. Because here's what they're doing. They're selling pills for $5 a piece in America, but they're selling those same pills for $1.10 in Canada and 60 cents in Mexico. So here's what you do. Always the bar. You can hardly name a problem I can't solve, but here's how you solve that problem. You pass a law. The government tells Merck and Pfizer, you can't charge anybody less than what you sell it for in America. Put it that way. At Walmart, they have a rule. Whatever price you give to us, you can't sell to anybody any cheaper. And it would be real damn easy for the government to tell the big drug companies, whatever price you sell to Americans, you can't sell it anywhere else cheaper. I think we're going to find that whole dynamic is going to be turned upside down, because suddenly Pfizer is going to figure out that they can probably sell more drugs overseas than they can locally. And to get their overseas market working, they're going to have to drop the American price. And that would help a whole lot of problems with the healthcare, the sons of bitches. Number seven, in your view, what is the best way to ensure health coverage for all Americans? That would be to insure all Americans. Seems to me, you know, they could, if I was smarter, I could be more precise, but you think it would be pretty easy. If you are a taxpayer, if you filed taxes last year, then you are in the system. It's that simple. If you're one of these people who, I know people like this, they've never paid taxes, they just kind of aren't there. I know people who, you know, if you mow lawns or whatever for a living and you only take cash and they never pay taxes and they're not in the system, the government maybe doesn't even know they're there. I don't know how they worked it out with Social Security, you know, your draft card, that kind of thing in the old days, but there are people who just don't pay taxes, and I'd say that's just some other problem. If you're a taxpayer, you get in the system. And once you're in the system, then they don't need to charge you $70 for an aspirin, because the reason they charge you $70 for an aspirin is because probably half of America is not insured, and they got to make up for the uninsured by charging the insured. So, yes, you want to bring down the costs, insure everybody. It just makes sense. And the sons of bitches on the Republican side are going to scream, socialized medicine. Well, you know, we've been through this before. There's power in numbers. You don't have to call everything socialism if people... That's what an insurance company is. It's a bunch of people get together and assume the same risk. If Allstate has 20 million people in their system and a hurricane hits Florida, well, people from other states, you know, they're helping to absorb that cost. And if a mudslide hits California and a tornado hits Oklahoma, you know, a tornado doesn't hit Michigan. Something else happens to Michigan. So everybody's got their own little problems. And by having a big enough pool to spread that out, It lowers the risk for everybody. It lowers the cost for everybody. But the sons of bitches in the Republican Party are going to scream socialism, 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 and they're going to prevent the poor from being insured. For some reason, they profit from that. I don't know how. The sons of bitches. Question 8. Thinking about the issue of education, which of the following is your number one priority? Please select only one answer. Funding for early education is like Head Start. Obviously, that's a good idea. It's money saved. Why can't Republicans understand that when you put money into children or health or the health of children, it's just like research and development for a big company. If you're a company like Kodak and you're still working on silver-backed film and you don't understand that there's a new technology called digital cameras that's coming through, if you don't keep up with things, then you're going out of business. So if the Republicans could just understand it, if you have a kid born healthy and you give them a little education up front, that's going to solve a myriad of problems down the road. That's easy. It's obvious. But the idea, if it's not a fetus or a Terry Schiavo, they just don't give a damn. They just send everybody die unless you're a fetus or you're brain dead. Number 9, do you support the use of vouchers that would provide parents with government money to pay for private school tuition? Traditionally, I've always said no to this, but hey, what if we did a pilot program like Ross Perot was always saying? Let's pick out a state, Wisconsin. Yeah, let's let Wisconsin try it. We can use Wisconsin as a laboratory. If giving a tax break to the people who want to send their kids to private school hurts everything, let's find out. No sense putting the whole country in some giant test tube and watching it screw up. Here comes a big one. Number 10, how would you characterize our gun laws in America? And, of course, they screw this up. They're trying to steer you a certain way because they're Democrats and they want to lose in the next two elections. So they're planning this gun grab, these idiots. Number 1, we need stronger laws to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and children, keep our military-style assault weapons off our streets. In other words, be a gun grabber. We are gun grabbers. Vote for us. We're going to disarm the world. Number 2, our gun laws are about right. We need no new gun control. Number 3, our gun laws interfere with the individual's right to bear arms, which is your monkey position. How about, number 4, we tweak the current gun laws to be sure that all sane and legal gun owners can have access to guns. Now, see, you could put it that way. What you do, it ought to be legal for you to have a couple of guns around the house. Someone told me, last time this came up, someone told me, maybe it was on the page, they had 20 or something guns, and you just don't need 20 guns. If you like having 20 guns, well, hey, what you'd like doesn't always happen, you know? If you like having rattlesnakes around the house, that doesn't mean you get to keep 200 rattlesnakes in your house. There's just times when public safety is going to come ahead of what you want to do. If you want to be a gun dealer and have the ATF knock on your door unannounced a couple of times a year, fine. Now you can have your 20 guns. See, there's a little trade-off there. You figure 2-3 guns per person. A fella needs a handgun or two, a rifle, a shotgun. That's pretty much it. If you got a bunch of guns, you're probably some David Koresh Waco kind of nut job, and that needs to be curbed. The other thing about the gun laws, we don't need cop killer bullets on the street. We don't need bullets that pierce Kevlar, and we need to tag in some dynamite, you know, all the normal things. Please, someone explain to the NRA that there's a difference. You know, when they wrote the Constitution, they had muskets. That was pretty much it. Now we've got thermonuclear devices. So the idea that you get to keep Charlton Heston, that fake liar, holding up a musket in his hand, saying, out of my cold, dead hands. If he had any kind of legitimacy, he would have held up an AK-47 and said, this is what we stand for. But the gun lobby can't be honest. They have to lie to make their point. They have to lie to the stupid people who aren't paying attention to get any votes at all. If the Democrats had half a brain or half a ball, they could make the NRA go away or at least fix them. But they are too stupid to figure that out. They need to call old Bart. What is your opinion about a woman's right to a safe and legal abortion? This question should be for women only. My opinion about what a woman does with her uterus is worthless. I might as well be telling China where to put their troops. A woman ought to be able to do with her uterus what she wants to do with her uterus. End of story. When decisions about Social Security's future are being made, what do you think is most important? Keeping Social Security as a program with guaranteed monthly benefit? Yeah, that one works. Allowing younger workers to decide for themselves? That's idiocy. Both guaranteed benefits. You notice, sometimes the very most simple things of all the very simplest and most basic questions are never addressed. They talk about if we let the young people invest part of the Social Security, they can make more money. Well, you know, it works the same way. If we give a billionaire another $100 million, he can hire more people, but he doesn't. And the idea that if they let you invest your own money, you can make more, but you probably won't. Have you ever played the stock market yourself? Isn't there a study out that a monkey can do as good a job? Isn't there a study out that you can throw darts at a dartboard and you buy whatever stocks you hit on the dartboard? Well, you know, you put the Wall Street Journal on the wall, you throw darts at it, wherever your darts land, you buy that stock, and that does better than the average investor. There's some kind of study like that. In other words, the average guy has no clue what he's doing. Stocks are manipulated by the big guys. They'll tell you, you gotta have this, you know, the stock's at $1.50, you gotta buy it, you got these, motley fools, and, you know, these Lou Dobbs type of people, they, oh, this $1.50 stock is the hottest thing in the world, this stock is gonna go to 200 by tomorrow. So half the world buys the stock for $1.50, it goes to 3, then the big guys that have a couple million shares of it, as soon as it goes to 3, they sell, they're out of it, the stock crashes, the little guy got screwed. That's what the stock market's all about. So, oh, another, the big giant one is, so what do you do when you turn 65 and you've invested all your money in something like Kmart or Enron that goes bankrupt? And now here you are, you're 65, you invested your money in the wrong company, you lost it. Now instead of getting $1,500 a month, you're going to get $400 a month. Now you have to go into a life of crime to have a chance to put food on your retired family. So why would they want to do that? Question 13, do you support increased defense spending to fight the war against terrorism? That's kind of a trick question there. If a Democrat was in charge, yes. If Bush is going to give money to his oil company friends and the crooked people who had to be pardoned the last time the Bushes tried some world power grab, no, we don't need any of that. If we increase defense spending to fight terrorism, that idiot Bush, first thing he's going to do is say he's going to build a nuclear shield, you know, this Star Wars umbrella thing, and what that really means is he's going to give billions and hundreds of billions. You watch, if Halliburton can get in the food business in Iraq, they're going to get into the anti-defense shield business. So yeah, they're just going to give hundreds of billions of dollars to Halliburton if that shield thing goes through. So the way this question is phrased, I say no. The money we have now to fight terrorism, Bush hadn't done a thing with it. He hasn't done anything with it. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, there was a report came out a couple weeks ago. You can't get to everything when you're a guy like me. But they said one of these terrorism offices, they spent $300,000 on office decor and art and stuff. They bought art to hang on the walls at these offices where it was supposed to be fighting terrorism. Now here you take Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where the Vulgar Pig Boy grew up. They could probably use the money from one painting to buy every cop in town, I don't know, radios or gas masks or something that they might need in an emergency. But no, the sons of bitches at the top, the super rich, are buying art with the money they're supposed to be using to fight terrorism. And because the Democrats don't have a brain or a ball between them, they're not raising any ruckus about it. Oh, why did I become a Democrat? Oh, why did I do that? What is your opinion about our environmental laws in America? Bush has repealed them. That's my opinion. That's kind of stupid of you to ask, Democrats. Number 15, help make progress on issues like discussing the survey. Will you join the Democratic National Committee as a contributing member today? No. You know, this is question 15. The first 14 questions was just a hand job. Now, oh, a great leader like you, Bartkop, that's what we need. We need your opinion, Bartkop, because we selected you to represent Tulsa. They are lying. I'll bet you thousands of people in Tulsa got the same questionnaire. We have selected you to be Tulsa's representative. They are lying. You can't send a Democrat any money because they're going to spend millions to cave in. If Hillary's going to run in 2008, I would send her, or Wes Clark, maybe some others, just depends. But if they're going to refuse to fight, why give them money? Remember, Kerry left money on the table last time. The numbers vary from $2 million to $15 million that Kerry could have spent on the campaign. It was damn close, and he could have spent that money, but no, he thought it'd be better to hold on to it. Perhaps he felt like he was so far ahead that he didn't want to buy a landslide, the idiot. But why in the hell did Kerry end up losing by a percentage point or two, and he still had $15 million in the bank? He could have spent that money in some swing state, Missouri or Ohio or Michigan, Pennsylvania, something like that, and possibly have made the difference. But no, they can't figure things out. How come I got an IQ of 64 and I can figure out pretty much any problem? And the Democrats, with their millions and millions of dollars and some of the greatest minds in the country, all over the country, they can't figure out a goddamn thing. Somehow they want to lose. They're afraid to win. They disgust me. They're Democrats. Number 16, if you answered yes to question 15, indicate the membership level at which you will join the DNC today. 20, 35, 50, 100, other. Yeah, I got an other for you. Payment method, da-da-da-da-da. So this is why they wanted to answer in 72 hours. They want to get that check in their dirty little hands as fast as they can so they can fold, so they can bow down to Bush, so they can agree to the same stupid debate rules where you can't ask the president a question. Mr. President, why have you done what you've done? Explain yourself. I want you to look at camera number two and explain to the American people why you did what you did. And Bush would go, because I thought it was the right thing to do. And everybody would laugh, and nobody would vote for him because they would see what a monkey he is. But the way the questions were set up last time, all Bush had to say, as usual, I believe in the law of the land, it's hard work, and other. He just repeated the same three or four sentences that Karl Rove had tested. And he was able to skate. Even though he lost the debates, people still voted for him because Kerry didn't learn how to land a knockout blow. He gave the election away when he agreed to the stupid rules. So I'm not going to give the Democrats any money. I might give an individual some money. I might give some money, like I said, to Hillary or Wes Clark or some other qualified Democrat that has agreed to fight. I didn't even give to Kerry, and he owes me money. That's my position on that. So we've run through this hand job survey from the Democrats. They don't care what I think. They want me to put $35 in an envelope and rush it right back to them within 72 hours. Democrats, I have seen through you, and these are the good guys. Go figure, the hand-jobbing liars are the good guys. But that's all we have to fight the bad guys. If only we could talk them into it.
Hey! He may be a rube from Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, but he's armed with his tequila and the truth to give the red ass to any ditto monkey out there. It's Bart Cop Radio.